My name is Giselle Barreto Fetterman. I was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, February 27th, in 1982. I had a cousin who took ballet class, and she named me after Giselle, which is a French ballet. An eight-year-old picked my name. My parents are divorced. I have a large family. I have lived with my mom, and then she had three siblings who all married and had children. So I had lots of cousins growing up. So they're mostly all still in Brazil. My mom was a nutritionist. She was wonderful. We had a really happy childhood. My father, he's in politics, and he still lives in Brazil. My mother lives here now. And I was raised with my brother, Del, who lives in New York now, and he's an artist. And we lived in the city, and then we had a farm that we'd go to on the weekends and ride horses. My mom, one day, she just decided that we were going to start a new life. And we lived in Rio, which was very dangerous. It still is, but at that time, it was much more dangerous. There was violence, and one day she decided that she didn't want us growing up like that. And she just said, here's a suitcase, and we're going to pack it with your favorite things, and we're going to go on a trip. And we moved to New York. It kind of happened overnight. It was really exciting. I guess I didn't know what was going to happen, but it sounded like an adventure. It was really exciting for us. That was our first winter in the USA. That was in New York when I first moved here. I had never seen snow. When I came here, I had like canvas sneakers, and it was one of the worst snowstorms. We were walking around in the snow with fabric sneakers. I still have to get myself used to that weather every year. In Brazil, you would go to the beach and then you would be like in your swimsuit and then you would just walk to the bank without shoes or a cover-up. You'd be in your swimsuit, so you'd go to the bank and you would see people in line in their swimsuit without shoes. And that's kind of funny, but it's normal in Brazil. I would watch American movies in Brazil and I would think that America had all these homes that looked exactly the same. And everyone drove like a car that looked exactly the same. And those were just my impressions as a kid watching these movies. But I moved into New York, which was, you know, not like a small neighborhood with little houses that look exactly the same. So it was very cold. I really enjoyed the snow. Everything was new and different. So that was really exciting. Restaurants had like free refills. Those things don't exist in Brazil. I thought that was interesting, different. And I just felt like a tourist for a really long time. And I was learning English. I didn't speak any English. I had taken English classes in school in Brazil, but I hadn't learned much. You know, it'd be like just taking a few classes here and there. So even like ordering food or at a store, all those things were hard in the beginning because I couldn't communicate. In Brazil, favelas are these kind of like homemade homes that the very poor people will make. And they kind of just make them off hills. So you'll see kind of this hill and you'll see all these homemade homes, kind of not cardboard but like other materials that they just kind of build themselves, and you wonder how they stay upright and dry. But it's sad to see that because it's like the homeless equivalent. My first job was at Baskin Robbins, and it was great because you got to eat all the ice cream that you wanted. And that's when I was still in school. So after I graduated, I worked as a nutritionist. So I would work with families and help them find healthy things to eat. And now I am a mom and I also work. I have a store in our community that I started called the Free Store, which gives people things and everything is free. If you have a dresser that you no longer use, but it's in really good condition, you can actually give it away to someone who can use it. Maybe an immigrant like I was coming into America that didn't have one. And that's what the Free Store does. You can go in there and everything is free. Anything that you need, you can have. And it probably came from somewhere else and you'd be giving it a new life. Learn a little bit more about the country before you move. Maybe start taking some classes in the language if you don't know the language. Having to learn the language was hard in the beginning. I couldn't really communicate with anyone. Traveling is so exciting. Moving anywhere new, I think it's an adventure.